Hey James, 1-1 draw for Sunderland against Everton. What were your thoughts on the match?
I thought it was a good way to follow up the win down at Crystal Palace. Sunderland had to make sure that they didn't take two steps backwards after taking that step forward at Selhurst Park. You know, obviously it would have been ideal had they've managed to make two wins from those two games going into the international break, but a point at home against an Everton side that finished fifth in the table last year is no disgrace at all.
Obviously, referee Lee Mason, he hasn't covered himself in much glory, you can see, after that game. What were your thoughts on some of the decisions he made during the game?
Well, they were baffling, you know. I think you only had to look at the crowd's reaction, the players' reaction, the reaction of the pundits on Match of the Day on Sunday evening. There's only Lee Mason that will know why he gave some of those decisions or why he didn't give some of those decisions. To be fair, the mistakes that he made went against both sides. Sunderland were lucky not to have two players sent off, Conor Wickham and Jordi Gomez. And of course, Sunderland will also look at the Tim Howard incident and wonder how, and also James McCarthy, and wonder how they stayed on the field. Unfortunately, though, as we've seen week in, week out, referees are making more and more mistakes, or so it seems.
Obviously, before the game, Everton are a good side. You would probably take a point against Everton, but after the game, do you think there's reason for some of the fans to be a little disappointed they didn't get all three?
Yeah, I think when you've led a game and you've got ahead, you know, midway through the second half, you're 23 minutes away from victory. You've got to, at that stage at home, fancy yourselves to go on and win. It was disappointing in that regard to see 2 points slip through Sunderland's fingers. They had a good late chance through Wes Brown to win it in injury time. So they did have opportunities, but I think overall, over the full 90 minutes, you'd look at it and say that both sides deserved a point from the game. And as I say, that's no disgrace against the good Everton side, and it means Sunderland have taken 4 points from the last two games, and that's not a bad way to go into the international break.
Obviously, there was the Southampton result, the 8-0, and then after that there was the Arsenal 2-0, where more defensive errors in that one. But since then, with the Crystal Palace and now the Everton game, the seat would have tightened up, even though there has been a few injuries and absentees in the defence. Is that fair?
Yeah, they certainly looked a lot better in these last two games. I mean, obviously, there was an own goal at Palace with Wes Brown, and then I guess you can say conceding a penalty against Everton's a mistake, but there's certainly been no return to the sort of calamities that there were down at Southampton and also against Arsenal. So that's a big improvement. I think when you look back at those games against Southampton and Arsenal, I know that the scoreline against Southampton coloured everything, and the manner of the goals that were conceded against Arsenal coloured everything. But when you look at the table, and you look at how well Southampton have played, you'd probably say that it's no surprise that Sunderland lost at Southampton. It was just the scoreline that was the problem, and Arsenal are always capable of beating Sunderland, and it's just the manner of the goals that were the problem there. So I don't think there was any cause for alarm after those two results, but certainly it was a situation where Sunderland needed to stop the rot, and they've done that now by picking up 4 points from these last two games.